Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Hey, what is up everybody? We're going to talk about sphere of influence. How many of you have experienced this where you talk to a friend or family member and they say, guess what? I just bought or sold or just listed my home. And when you say, hey, what about me? They say, oh, I forgot. Or, oh, I thought you didn't work that area or that type of property. That's why it's so important to continue to stay in touch with your sphere of influence. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's do introductions. Hi, I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. We are a mainly residential, about 10% commercial real estate team here in Ohio, based out of Solon, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland. We cover all of Northeast Ohio down to Columbus. And we are currently the number one team in the country for Century 21, on pace to do about 500 plus transactions this year. So I've been a broker for many years and been in the real estate business as a real estate agent for about 15 years. And prior to that, I was a rehabber and real estate investor. But anyway, over the years, one of the things that we've done really well, our team closes, as I said, over 500 transactions a year. And guess how many come from sphere of influence? That's referrals, that's past clients. It's 87%. Now, that's a little on the high side. And some might say, geez, Mike, you don't have enough business coming in from other sources. But sphere of influence is powerful. And not just for real estate agents, for any business, really. You know, think about it. Would you rather work with cold leads? Leads that never respond, they click that button and then you try to call them back and you try them 10 times for 10 months and they never respond? Or would you rather work with someone who already knows, likes, and trusts you or was referred to you by someone that they know, like, and trust? So the reason we're talking about this today, what I had in mind is that the big pushback that I get from agents is, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to my sphere. I don't want to always just call them and say, hey, Kelly, it's Mike. You know, remember me? I'm an agent. And I'm just wondering if you know anybody buying or selling this year. Yeah, that gets old. And that's going to be an annoying call if that's all you ever have to say to them. So I've got about six scripts that I have ready to talk about today. And I'm just going to lay them on you, briefly talk about each one. But there's really no end to the number of scripts that you can use when you're talking to your sphere of influence. And I think the key to all of them is, instead of thinking of it as I'm calling to get something from your sphere of influence, flip it around. Make the call all about what you can give them. Okay, now, of course, your hope is that at some point, they have something to give back to you, you know, a referral, even a warm lead. Hey, I'll take that over a cold call whenever I can get it. So what can you give? What value can you offer to your sphere of influence when you call them? And by the way, if you're online with us here, feel free to drop some ideas in the chat, because this is not meant to be an exhaustive list. Certainly it's just a place to get started and something to think about. So one of the offers of value that I really like is the referral list. Okay, so think about it. I heard a coach say once, if your clients are using Google to find something, then you're not doing your job staying in touch with them. You should be Google for your clients. Yeah, vendor list, exactly. So you should be calling your folks. And one of the things you can do is ask them for referrals. So I'll give you an example. Hey, Michael, it's Mike with Century 21. Remember me? You know, hopefully it's a friend or you know, someone who already knows you. But how about asking them if they know someone? Hey, I'm building out my contractor list. I really need a concrete person on the west side of Cleveland or south of Akron. Do you have anybody? They may or may not, but that's not the point. Then, of course, you flip the script and say, by the way, that's a Buffini line, by the way. Oh, by the way, do you need anything? Now, I know a lot of people. I've been in this business a long time. You know, I, from personal experience, I know somebody in almost every field, every contractor, every profession. I'm in a BNI networking group. If you're not involved in one of those, look up BNI, Business Networking International. But ask them what they need. Hey, Mike, do you have any projects coming up that you need referrals for? Is there anything you need? Have you checked your insurance in a while? In my BNI group, my State Farm insurance guy has been saving people hundreds and thousands of dollars per year. You know, the fact that you know these people, I would not hesitate to refer people to my State Farm guy. He saved me hundreds of dollars on my car insurance, hundreds of dollars on my homeowner's policy. So offering referrals of contractors, professionals, and then asking to build out your list. I think it's a great, very specific call that you can make that isn't just the usual, hey, Kelly, it's Mike. You look, know anybody looking to buy or sell this year? That gets old. All right. So that's number one. Number two, what should we be experts on? So in your local market, you should be known as the expert. If you're casting too broad of a net, then it might be tough. But I'll tell you one thing I do is market update videos. Now, you don't have to do a video, but obviously if you follow Tom Ferriall, he's been screaming video from the top of his lungs for about 12 years now. And I started doing video about 12 years ago. And our YouTube channel has over 1,000 subscribers. And with such a narrow audience, that's something I'm pretty proud of. But if nothing else, you should be doing written reports, videos all about local market updates. Now, let's just say I live in a town called Twinsburg. And one of the things that I could do if I wanted to be the area expert is I would do a monthly market update all about Twinsburg. Now, if you want to contact your sphere of influence with this, you might do a bigger market update like I do for Cleveland. I do a Northeast Ohio market update. And you can pull these stats right from your MLS. It's so easy. It's a couple clicks of a button, but it's hyper local content that most of the people in your sphere don't have access to. What are they reading? They're reading U.S. News and World Report. You know, they're reading USA Today, hearing about general market trends nationwide. Well, is your market reflective of the nationwide trends? Probably not. You probably have nuances in your market that cannot be picked up. You know, when they talk about the national average for home prices now being, you know, 350,000, you know, your market might be 800,000. It might be 160,000. So that hyper local content is really interesting to people in your sphere, especially if they're local. So going back to my Twinsburg market update, I used to do two every month. I would do a Twinsburg market update and a Greater Cleveland market update. Now the Greater Cleveland one, I would share that with my team so they could share that with their people. So they didn't have to reinvent the wheel. They could share my market update. But the Twinsburg one, that was hyper-local. I actually got a listing out of that by posting that in a Facebook group that was for Twinsburg. Someone saw my monthly updates and said, wow, this guy seems to know the local market. Bingo. So by posting that, and then of course you contact your sphere with it. Now, maybe not every month, but I might reach out and say, hey, you know what? I do this market update, this Greater Cleveland market update. Are you curious at all about what the real estate market is doing? I would love to send you my video. Hopefully you're doing video, but if not, at least a written report. Take a look at it. Tell me what you think. Give feedback on the video, and who knows, maybe they are interested. Everyone's interested in real estate. My God, there's a whole channel, HGTV, devoted to real estate. Everyone loves to talk about it. So sharing real estate information, especially on a hyper local level, can be very interesting to people in your sphere of influence.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
All right, so that's number two. Number one is the contractor referral list, either building yours or giving referrals. Number two is market updates, real specific information about your local market. Now, kind of tied into that, Tom Ferry has this thing he calls a CMA a day, a comparative market analysis, and try to do one every day. Just calling your people and saying, hey, it's been a while. just like you might reevaluate other assets like your jewelry, your artwork, whatever, people are curious about their home value. My gosh, Zillow has a whole feature dedicated to it, the Zestimate. And people sign up on Zillow so they could be updated of what their Zestimate is. Well, what if you offered to do a CMA every day? Go out there and call your people and try to line one up for every day and watch the results. Maybe they won't buy or sell, but of course that keeps you top of mind. Wow, Mike went out of his way to do a market update for me. So complete and thorough. And next time they're at work or talking to a friend, of course, they're going to think of you. Again, what did I open the show with today? That feeling that you get when your coworker, your friend, your family member says, oh, yeah, we just listed our house. And you're like, what? You forgot about me? Oh, yeah, I forgot you were in the business, or I didn't know you worked in this area. You got to stay top of mind. And the CMA is a great, great method to do that. All right, I've got another one for you, and this may sound counterintuitive, but I call this the ask a favor script. Okay, so one thing that we all want as business owners, as real estate agents, we want more positive reviews online, right? I mean, raise your hand. I know you guys can't all see me, but raise your hand if you want more reviews. You know, we have 150 or 160 on Google, and I want more. I want to have 1,000. How do you get reviews? You got to ask for them. So instead of just asking for the typical, hey, know anyone buying or selling? Call them up. And I see Grant's on the call here. I would say, hey, Grant, it's Mike. I was wondering if I could ask you a favor. Now, what happens immediately? You have their attention. When someone says to you, can I ask you a favor? Of course, you're tuned in. You're listening. Oh my gosh, what does Mike want from me? And if they're in your sphere, people inherently want to help each other, right? I mean, I still believe there's enough good in the world that our base to our core, we want to help each other. So if I say, hey, Grant, can I ask you a favor? I've got your attention now, right? I know it was 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, however long it was that you and I worked on the purchase of your home or the sale of your home, whatever it was. But could I ask you a favor? If I send you my Google link, if I send you my Zillow link, whatever it is, wherever you're trying to build up some reviews, if I send that to you right now, would you have time today to go ahead and give me a review? That's powerful stuff, because you've got them to verbally commit to do it, and you send it to them right on the spot, whether it's from your phone, from your computer. And then, of course, what's the natural thing? When you do a favor for someone, there's that reciprocity, that feeling, if I give you a gift or if you give me a gift, now I feel like I have to reciprocate, right? So then the natural thing is, thank you so much. Is there anything I can do for you? Okay. Now, again, I'm not trying to make these sound canned or contrived, and it's all in the delivery. I mean, we know what we're doing, and chances are your sphere knows what you're doing, that you're trying to stay in touch with them. But if you turn it into a positive thing, it won't feel so awkward. Awkward. That's the word I was looking for, because that's the objection I get from my teammates. Oh, Mike, I don't want to call my sphere. It's so awkward. It's so awkward having that call. Well, make it not awkward. And guys, you got to practice these scripts, by the way. How do you become more natural and better at something? Practice them. We do a role play call every single Saturday at 8:30. Mike Pillow is on that call regularly. And I'll tell you what, Mike, we got to practice our sphere calls, you know, where we pretend like you're an old friend from school, an old coworker, and practice those calls so you become better at them. Even the best athletes in the world still practice. Michael Jordan at his peak, LeBron James at his peak. They still work out. They still practice. You guys need to practice too. All right, I've got two more scripts for you. The next one is the buyer need script. Okay, so how many of you guys have a buyer and you've been working with them for a month, 6 months, 12 months, or longer? That's a buyer and they have a need and you haven't secured them a home yet. All right, so are you calling your sphere? Let's say it's Strongsville. Okay, let's say it's Strongsville and they're looking for a ranch in Strongsville. The more specific, the better, guys. I'm telling you, on these scripts, the more specific you can get, the better. Hey, Mike, it's Mike Ferrante. Haven't talked in a while. Hey, I got to tell you, I'm desperately trying to get this really nice family a house, but they need a ranch in the Strongsville and surrounding areas. You wouldn't happen to know anybody, would you? First of all, you never know. They might have a friend or family member who has a ranch somewhere. But even if they don't, that's not the point of the call. The point of the call is to remind your sphere what you do and how proactive you are about it. I mean, how many agents do you know who will actually pick up the phone and dial it trying to find their buyers' homes? Nobody's doing that. No one's doing that extra step, you know, knocking on doors, dialing the phone, doing additional marketing. What do most agents do? They set up a search in the MLS and they wait. When they're selling homes, what do? They list it in the MLS, they put up a sign and they wait. We call it the three P's of selling. They place a sign in the yard, they put it in the MLS, and then they pray for the phone to ring. That's what your average agent does. We need to be better. But calling, making that buyer need call, it's a powerful tool. And it flips the script. It changes things up. So it's not always, hey, do you know anyone buying or selling this year? Much better script. All right, I'm going to wrap it up with my last one. And again, if you guys have any, I'd love to see what you have. Throw it in the chat and we can talk about it for a second. How about telling your people about listings first? People like to be first, right? They like to feel special. So if something is on the horizon, now you have to be careful. I want to throw this disclaimer out there. You guys all know we have this 24-hour clear cooperation rule. That's a national rule. We're not allowed to market properties more than a day before they get put in the MLS. Now that doesn't count weekends, and that is for the specific property. So for example, if I called Michael and said, hey, Michael, I've got 123 Main Street in Twinsburg coming up. Do you know anyone looking for a condo here in Twinsburg? That's, if I'm not putting it in the MLS tomorrow, I can't do that, okay? Because I'm breaking the 24-hour clear cooperation rule. But I can make this call. Hey, Michael, it's Mike. I got this hot new listing coming up in Twinsburg. It's a condo. Do you know anybody looking for a ranch style condo in Twinsburg or the surrounding areas? I haven't violated clear cooperation now because I'm just talking in general about a listing coming up. And who doesn't feel special? Now, take that up a notch. What if you have a database and you email your database that? You're allowed to do that, but no photos, no address. Otherwise, you're violating the marketing of a listing 24 hours before it hits the MLS. But how cool is that to let your people know what's coming up and make them feel special? It's kind of like the sneak peek, you know, that when you guys get to see movies before they are actually in the theaters, people feel special, you know, and it's all about building that relationship, reminding them what we're doing. All right, so those are my scripts. I'll recap them real quick for you. Remember, it all starts with offering value. So here's script number one, giving referrals or asking to build your referral list. Number two is market updates and get hyper-local, okay? I believe in both types of market updates, the hyper-local and then the bigger maybe market update. You could even do your state if you wanted to, but I think like, for example, we do Northeast Ohio. Mike, you could do Columbus, for example, or Mount Vernon would be another good one. Number three, the ask a favor call. I'm just using the example of asking for a review, but the favor could be anything related to real estate. The next one, buyer need. Hey, I have a buyer who needs this. Do you know anybody? And the last one is sneak previews, like sneak peek. I have a listing coming up. Do you know anybody? All great scripts, and there's a million more out there, but I wanted to give you my favorites today. If you want to talk more about this or you want to join our role play call, I'm happy to send you the link. We do a Zoom audio only, 8:30 on Saturday mornings. It's great to mix it up. We have people pop in once in a while. And you know, when Mike and I practice every Saturday, we kind of get used to each other. So it'd be fun to throw a new personality into the mix, someone to throw some new objections at us. But guys, practice your scripts. Join us on Saturday. You can email me, mike@21mike.com, if you want that invite. And guys, if you're on YouTube, we love you. Hit that subscribe button. And of course, if you're on the podcast, you guys are awesome too. It's free beer and real estate. Yes, you heard it right. Free beer and real estate. And that's the podcast. So if you want to just listen as you're driving around or something, that's a great way to do it. That's all I have for you today, guys. I'll hang on for a minute afterwards if anyone has any questions, but go out there and call your spheres. Don't let someone else sell them something or list them. I want to hear that story that you missed out. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
We hope you enjoyed free beer, and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.